Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they're kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and this is quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin, whiteout, State College, Happy Valley, huge cross-sectional game. Auburn from the Southeast Conference. Does it get any better than this?
What a ride, what a scene, what an atmosphere. All played up, and, you know, I think there's always just sort of that thought on a national level. Now that there's a new audience involved for this thing when you get a school from the South. Like, I'm sure teams from the South are aware of the whiteout, but never really had a reason to invest in it. You know, maybe they watch Penn State, Ohio State, or Penn State, Michigan casually. That whole SEC country down there got a chance to see this thing live and in action. And in Auburn's case, got to experience it in real life. And, you know, I think it just doesn't disappoint. You know, I think it keeps building year after year after year. The anticipation for it continues to build. ESPN, you know, sounds the trumpet every chance they get. Kirk Herbstreit does. Everybody does. And yet it doesn't disappoint. And in this case, you know, a huge win comes out of it. A very consequential win, I think.
And the fact is, the crowd becomes part of the act. They're part of the show. So they want to do their part. It's almost like the players want to make sure they're up for the big game. The fans want to make sure they're up for this game also. They want to be loud. They want to get there early. And my goodness, if they could cause a penalty, they've done their job. You know, they want to be, you know, player of the game. They want Kirk Herbstreit to say, there we go. The fans affected this game. And so they always bring their A game for a whiteout every year. You're right. Let's get into it because there's so much to talk about. And Dustin, the place we have to start is Sean Clifford, 28 of 32. And the couple misses, I thought about that in hindsight. There was the interception at the end of the half, which, you know, he was hit. It was, you know, last couple seconds. I believe it was Parker Washington had one drop. He had one bad pass to Jahan Dotson. That was, you know, that happens. I can't remember the other one, but that's an incredible day.
You know what you just tried to do and you failed to do so there, Jim? You failed to count to four. Four incompletions. You only got three. And you'll have to refresh me. Does that remind you of anything? I guess we'll talk about that later.
It does qualify me, though, now as a Southeast Conference official.
Congratulations. Your merit badge is on the way. You'll be officiating next weekend. Make sure you don't wear your glasses on that trip. Now, Sean, what else can you say? I mean, we sat here the same time last week and said it was a wonderful performance against Ball State. And that Ball State defense, you know, it wasn't – you didn't see a lot of electric playmakers around, right? You didn't see a lot of NFL talent out there. But that's a smart, well-coached group that had a very specific game plan and stuck to that game plan well. Sean Clifford just beat it again and again and again. And I remember saying last week, that is a great start for him. I want to see if or when he can do that against some big-time talented guys. And this Auburn defense had size and speed and athleticism, and I thought they were very well coached too. Obviously, a couple breakdowns, mainly when Penn State went up-tempo with those tight ends, but Sean Clifford, again, was in control. He was poised, looked like an extension of Mike Yurcich out there on the field, a good leader, just kept Penn State in good situations without shooting himself in the foot, without crippling the offense. I mean, this is the quarterback I think everybody's been waiting to see, and you can see after the game, you know, James Franklin, I think he got choked up a little bit when he was talking about Sean Clifford in this game. And if you think back to the level of commitment that James Franklin has made to Sean Clifford, the commitment he made to Sean Clifford a couple years ago ended up with Tommy Stevens leaving for Mississippi State. And most recently, it ended up with Will Levis leaving for Kentucky. And it's almost like, no, I don't think anybody was necessarily framing the argument in this way, but the investment needs to pay off, I think. And we are seeing that happen before our very eyes. A big time performance for him on national television, I think, changed locally and nationally the perception of him. And for good reason. Very, very strong showing for him. Inspires a lot of confidence, I think, in this offense going forward.
I want to point out a play that may have gotten overlooked, but I think is really shows the maturity of Sean Clifford and how he may be different this year than last year. Early on, I don't know if it was the first or second possession, and it was the end of the drive. It was a third down. He went back, had enough time, didn't force a pass, ended up escaping the pocket, did not run for the first down, okay? And the defender really looked to rip the ball out of his arms. And it looked like the ball started, but he had a death grip there. He was not going to give up the ball and give up that fumble. I suspect a year ago, especially earlier in the season, we might have seen him try to force a pass and or get a little loose with the ball, get a fumble, get a turnover, and everything would go downhill from there. That didn't happen. Now, that's a play that gets forgotten, but to me, it was such a great sign of how important, as James Franklin preaches, you don't turn the ball over.
And I think it's probably one of a lot of different examples of just situational awareness for Sean Clifford and how that's improved a great deal from last year. Whatever the disconnect was last year, there's a lot of candidates for that. Maybe Kirk Ciarrocca didn't connect with Clifford. Maybe Clifford didn't connect with Kirk Ciarrocca. Maybe the preparation time was so unconventional. Maybe James Franklin struggled to get his staff organized because it's against his style to be so distant the way that they had to be last year. Whatever the explanation or explanations are, Sean Clifford simply was not a very good quarterback for the first half of last season. And then in the second half of last season, not that it's written off, but everything got more conservative. They leaned on the run game. He wasn't asked to do a ton. He executed pretty well. I think the numbers speak pretty well for him. So you just weren't sure, you know, which version of himself, I guess, was going to show up. But I think your example there is a good one of just him being hyper aware. And you know what all this is? You know, we went through the spring and the earliest part of training camp listening to these coaches never really saying Sean Clifford looks outstanding. And then you hear Josh Perry from Big Ten Network say it was an ugly practice for Sean Clifford when they were there. All you're hearing is, oh, he works hard. He wants to lead. He wants to do the right thing. And all that stuff is great. But I think what we're describing now when it comes to situational awareness and understanding what the other defense is doing to him, understanding the personnel on the field, really locked in with Mike Yurcich's offense. And this game, I'm sure we'll touch on some of it then, held nothing back when it comes to wrinkles and complications. I'm sure there's more. There's more to come, without a doubt. But there's been a lot on Sean Clifford's plate. And this is, I think, all that hard work that we wondered, you know, the coaches' comments, what they mean. Okay, he's working hard. This is it. You know, being prepared for every moment is the product of all that preparation. And I think Mike Yurcich, as much as anything else, in addition to helping him see the game better and maybe iron out technique and footwork and all that stuff, has pushed him to a new level when it comes to preparedness. And that preparedness is what's driving Sean Clifford's confidence. The confidence that we had a little bit of a laugh when he said he's the most confident quarterback in the country. But he certainly looks that way. And I think it shows in those examples, just like you mentioned.
I want to go deep into what Mike Yurcich did, but before we get there, and in the last couple minutes of the first quarter, in your notes, I found it interesting. You wrote down Jahan freaking Dotson. That's it right there.
What else can you say? That is the statement. You know, this is back-to-back opponents who were very, very aware of where Jahan Dotson was on the field and made a commitment to not beat them deep. And I suspect every defense Penn State faces is going to have the same game plan for him. The problem is he can make plays in any number of ways, and the very threat of him making plays makes the offense better. 10 catches in this one, 78 yards. You know, so a few really dazzling catches, you know, catches that a 5'10", 5'11" guy probably shouldn't make, including that 4-yard touchdown early in this game. There's not much left to say, besides just letting his play do the talking. The production speaks for itself. You know, they are making more of a commitment, I think, to getting Jahan Dotson the ball than I think I've maybe ever seen that make for one player, maybe outside of Saquon. You know, they are force feeding Jahan Dotson and getting it to him any way that the opponent will allow. And I think the good thing with Penn State is, no matter what the opposing defense is trying to do with Jahan Dotson, he's got the skill set to beat it. In that Wisconsin game, those guys were hyper-aggressive and coming downhill. Well, guess what? Jahan Dotson's behind you. You can't contain that. You can't have it both ways. You know, Ball State and Auburn looking to keep him in front of them. Well, that's fine. He's got a very good chance of A, making a catch in the shorter intermediate game, and B, turning into something bigger. You kind of can't contain this guy, and that's why you have to say Jahan freaking Dotson. Unbelievable player, right up there with some of James Franklin's best.
And, Dustin, something I never thought to say about a receiver of his stature, you talk about his catch radius. You know, you usually think of, like, Mike Gesicki or, you know, that big guy with the huge wingspan, but it's just – I think this adds to Sean Clifford's confidence. Just get it in the area, and he'll make a catch. Some of those, I thought it was great when Fowler said, "Oh, he overthrows Dotson." Oh no, he didn't. Dotson went and
no,
got
he doesn't.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Sticky hands. That's I mean, body control, hands, confidence. Hand-eye coordinate, all the stuff you need to make those catches, he's got it in spades. And it's just like if you roll the tape from a few years ago, I said when we were evaluating him coming out of Nazareth, plays a lot bigger than his frame. That's exactly what he's doing right now.
Which, by the way, I think makes you a much better scout of high school talent than Chip Kelly. Remember?
Absolutely. He wasn't good enough for UCLA.
All right. That's it for quarter number one. Obviously, we're going to pick up the conversation with more Penn State Auburn as soon as we get back. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.